Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense. But before we get into the ridiculous nonsense,
met her in the face, yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles. Met her in the face, yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles.
Like, seriously, should I start on her before I even press play to see what she's talking about? Yeah, let's just get it out the way. Tattoos everywhere. A huge tattoo of what looks like a shield on the front of her chest.
What kind of shit is that?
Satan's shield, if I was to guess. Tattoos on her hands. She's using a filter. She has to be in her 40s or 50s, still using a filter. How childish. Little orange hearts everywhere. And then, of course, the obvious. A big tattooed line down her chin.
What the hell is wrong with you? Really?
Like, what would make her get that? What was going through her head when she got that? I don't even want to know the story behind it. It's something stupid, I'm positive.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Why would any guy have reason to believe you don't work for Lucifer? Seriously.
You want to talk about the joys of online dating?
No, not really.
It's ridiculous. As a 41-year-old woman, I am terrified.
You're terrified.
I'm lonely, but I don't think I'm that lonely. Dude, a 60-year-old man liked my profile.
And what's wrong with that?
And it makes me, I think I'm gonna cry.
That's your dating market now. I don't know why women don't get it. After 30, you gotta go 20 years older at best to get any type of good results. Unfortunately for 30-plus-year-old women, guys in their 50s have smartened up and seen what signs to look for. And most women these days aren't going to pass that test, you know, if a 50-plus-year-old man is vetting for a good woman. Your best bet is that his, you know, physical attraction to you will turn his brain off. But yeah, we don't want to hear you cry. You was tough when you got the bull ring. You was tough when you got all the tattoos. Be tough now.
You be aight, nigga. You tough, right?
Honestly, crazy to me how the same girls that portray themselves as soft and feminine and dainty and delicate, like pastel and clouds and white heart emoji, it's like, you are the worst person I've ever met in my entire life.
You're projecting. You're talking about yourself right now. You really are. And here's the thing, women think in extremes. So if she met one woman like this, now all women are like that. And she's just jealous of the woman she's talking about right now because she gets more TikTok attention than her. It's simply pathetic.
You are vile. Like, you are just terrible. Who are you fooling? It's just crazy. Like, every mean girl that I know, they portray this facade of, like, being soft and feminine. Like, you are none of those things. I'm so sorry. Like, girl, I've seen you in real life, okay? You are none of those things.
Or maybe those girls are just that to you because you're a huge bitch. You ever consider that?
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
If you know these people in real life, look, stay away from them. Don't talk about them. Don't look at them. Don't go places where they are. Problem solved. But then again, women love keeping up drama.
Some of y'all take these TikTok aesthetics way too seriously, and you have lost your sense of self and originality, and you feel the need to, like, grasp onto something that is just not you.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
That's pretty much every woman on Instagram, including you. You literally got dialed up to come sit in the car. I don't believe you went anywhere this day. You literally got made up, dialed up, got your hair done, picked out an outfit for an hour just to sit in the car and talk about a bunch of nothing that's not going to help anybody, enlighten anybody. It's not doing good for anyone.
I don't know what the point of this rant was.
Watching men do the bare minimum is insane. I was at the dollar store today and I was at the checkout and the line was getting quite long and there was a gentleman in front of me and one of the workers walks past and he's like, hey, can you do me a favor? She's like, what's up? And he's like, you see the Valentine's Day cards over there? Can you just go grab me one? And she's like, sure. Do you want it to say anything? And he's like, as long as it's red or pink and it says Happy Valentine's Day or something of the sort, I think that covers all the necessary bases.
And what's wrong with that?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. The whole holiday was set up just for us to spend money on a bunch of nothing that we don't need. Another holiday to feed women's ridiculous ego and narcissism. Yeah, it don't matter what car. Just grab anything. I just don't want to hear her, you know, bitching about how I didn't get her something. So yeah, just grab anything. I'm with him.
So ghetto.
The question is, what did his girlfriend get him for Valentine's Day? other than opening her legs or maybe making them a sandwich from time to time. Women are the definition of bare minimum in a relationship. So this bare minimum conversation is hilarious to me.
Hey folks, we'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership.
For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
A man had to ask her on a date. Then he had to pick her up for the date. Then he had to pay for the date. Not to mention he had to keep up conversation on the date. And then he got a text afterwards to make sure she got home safe. On and on and on and on. And she just existed there. Women are the definition of bare minimum. Most women think just existing around a man in a relationship is worthy of the world. And that's fucking stupid.
So she went and grabbed him one, just picked a random one, gives it to him, and he's like, perfect, now I'm all good to go for tomorrow. So put no thought into a card, and he is all good to go for tomorrow. So love that.
What? Jealous?
You really don't have a life, do you, loser? Like, out of all the things you could have made a TikTok video about, you had to make a video about a random stranger getting a Valentine's Day card in front of you? Please just go get a hobby, please. But then again, that will require more than bare minimum existing as a woman. Never mind.
She has no friends, she's a loser, she's a loner. Yeah, because she can't mentally connect with anybody because she never had to mentally grow, so she has the intellect of a 9-year-old.
Hey y'all, it's been a while. I have been out and about and doing my thing.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
But just checking in. Some new things going on. Wanted to see what you guys thought.
Awkward.
The less ridiculous you look, the better it's going to be for you in the dating market. You're already over 50, so you're already, you know, pretty much dead in the water for any self-aware man. But the cartoon character glasses aren't going to help your case at all. They're really not. But whatever, let's let her continue.
I have been seeing a younger guy, about 10 years younger than I am.
Of course.
And he does okay for himself. He has a cute little house out in the country, and mm-hmm. The truth is it's not my thing, and he understands that and knows that I have a different background than he does, and I have a different net worth than he does.
I'm proud of you, you know that. I hope you do.
I'm only burning my half. All you care about is money.
Oh, you're gonna look down on him. Ma'am, if you were the bee's knees, you would be dating a fellow 50-year-old with your type of bag. You're at a huge disadvantage in the dating market. You're not getting anything at your level or higher. Get over it. You need to just be focusing on somebody who's gonna change your diaper. Those years are coming up.
Remember that?
This whole bougie act, it's over. They never think their value drops. In her mind, she's still that hot little, you know, 18-year-old senior cheerleader.
Ew, get off of me. Ugh, as if.
It's mental illness. That's the only thing I can call it. It's mental illness. This man was doing you a huge favor by effing with you. Especially if he was taking you serious for something other than bedroom fun.
No, you know, I've done tough.
It isn't your thing. I bet this isn't what he saw for his life 20 years ago either, dating some 50-year-old hag. Look, women who are at a disadvantage in the dating market who got money, they gotta pay their way like guys gotta pay their way. Just like a short, ugly guy gotta pay his way if he a millionaire. Yeah, a old, you know, mentally ill hag gotta pay her way in the dating field. So upgrade this house then since you got your money up and live happily ever after. But their hypergamy won't let them live happily ever after. Because they always want more, but they're a depreciating liability. So it just doesn't make sense.
How dare you?
I know I'm going to come off like a
bitch. Yep.
And sound
that's what
like,
you
know, I don't have my head on straight.
You don't.
But it's definitely a lifestyle change. And I'm wondering if anybody's experienced this.
What's the point?
Well, what does it matter? You got your own house, your own lifestyle. Why can't you, you know, love this human? Because you're not a good person. And if they don't have what you have, you can't see them as human.
This town deserves a better class of criminal. And I'm going to give it to them.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.